Welcome to First Nation Ministries. Today we're bringing you a classic broadcast from our founder, Reverend Don Klein. And please stay with us for an important announcement at the end of the program.
I love to tell the story.
This is the voice of First Nation Ministries, dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ to the Indian tribes of the United States, Canada, and Mexico. Now here's the director of First Nation Ministries, Reverend Don Klein.
Hello there, neighbor. Well, I'm pretty excited this morning. I'm making this broadcast in the morning. You're going to hear it in the evening. So as I come to you, I'm excited. But my excitement will last all day. We put out a little brochure, like one we put out down through the years. It's called First Nation Ministries, Christians That Care About First Americans. And I think they've done a beautiful job printing it up for us. And it's a little three-folded brochures, and it shows some of the action out in the field and the personnel and all, and talks about our beginning. It tells the history, how I got into this Indian business. Then it talks about our ministry, personal evangelism, aid to Native pastors and relief, and our ministry on the radio, broadcasting 11 times a week, touching 6 states, and praying and praising God for it's not only helping the Indians, but according to the testimonies that we're receiving in our letters and from people, it's a blessing. And there are those that have found help. And I'm rejoicing at some of the prisoners and some of the, we're getting support from men that are incarcerated. And they've given their hearts to Jesus. And this program has been a blessing. Not that they can do a lot for Indians, but I don't want to betray confidence or any some of these people. They bear their souls to this old preacher, these prison boys, and say what a blessing, and they wouldn't miss the program. And I know they're not spoofing because they write lengthy letters and they tell what I said and what part was a blessing, and I'm just surprised how. Little homespun stories, you know. I go to a church and the pastor there quite often says, well, he don't spend time telling stories, but I think he's kind of mixed up. Jesus told stories. That's the way it worked. There's a certain man that had sheep and one got lost, and he paid more attention to the lost one than he did the 99 that were in the fold. That's a story. But God used it, Jesus used it, and he used the situations. And then he said, go down, do likewise, and so forth. So it is. And that little old brochure tells about our ministry, and it tells about our goal. There's over 291... pardon me, Indian reservations in the United States and over 2,000 designated Indian lands up in Canada. These are areas that are set aside by the government for Indian people to live on. And to begin with, they had to live there. They were like a prison camp. They couldn't go from one reservation to another. But thanks be unto God, they have the right of citizenship now, and they can go from one reservation to another. They don't have to live on the reservation. And I'll tell you, the needs may vary as different and as much as there are in location, except for the spiritual darkness that is prevalent on every one of these reservations I've ever visited. Some uninformed people might ask, why don't they farm on these reservations? And well, they can't do something to help themselves if they have nothing to work with. And I'll tell you, anybody that's a farmer down here has to be a pretty good businessman and aware of operating a business such as cash flow and capital investment and equity positions and all those things. And when you stop to think of some of this land we put them on, isn't that good a land. But they're not white men. They're Indians. But we can't say, well, they should have helped themselves. We need to get them to Jesus. And there's a wonderful thing happens when an Indian finds Jesus. Suddenly his situation betters. His financial situation. First place, a lot of them quit their, all of them that to go with Jesus quit their drinking. And they start praying and they start stirring themselves and looking for an opportunity to take care of their kids. And they got a new purpose in life. And so it is, neighbor. Bless your hearts. I'll tell you, it's the answer is Jesus. And when I stop to think, more and more of these Indian people are starting to realize it's time to forget of thinking so much and so much value on where they come from and what once was, because the buffalo aren't coming back and the salmon will never be the same and the land's torn up and everything from what their forefathers had it. But probably God didn't intend for this great continent to just be a happy hunting ground for the Indians. I don't know. Let's not argue about that. But there's one thing that's sure. If we'll forget and think more about where we're going, that's the thing that counts. What's going to happen to me when I leave all this behind? There's just two destinations. And this is the way we talk to the Indians, and I'm talking to you, listening friend. You're going to make the last move one of these days. Are you prepared? I tell you, it takes some preparation. First, you have to set your mind on where you're going to move to. How far it is to this mailbox, how far it is to the school, that's the things we used to wonder about. Does it have running water? Is there electricity? We never had electricity till we moved out of the old hill country. But I'll tell you, neighbor, you don't have to worry about it in heaven. God will be the light. Wonderful, wonderful. And you study up on those destinations. Heaven's a wonderful place, and hell is a terrible place. And that's one or the other. So we have to make some preparation. Set your house in order, for you shall die and not live. You need to do some packing. And one of the things, when you're going to move, you have to get rid of a lot of stuff. Go through your junk. Go through your good stuff. Decide what's worthwhile, because this is going to be the final move. Praise God. And so it is. And it's this departure can be a glorious occasion. When the saints die and they gather around, we miss them when they're gone, but we rejoice because we know we're going to meet that loved one, that friend. We'll be with them pretty soon. I tell you, I had an old boy tell me, and I used it down through my life, I'm going to be watching for you. I'll be there, and I'll keep my eye on the gate. And that old preacher, he's there, and I'm anxious. I don't know. You know, you can get carried away. It's wonderful, and you need to think on a little bit. Time will be no more. We won't be in a hurry. We won't wear out, and we can tell each other how we overcome and glorify God forever. And the arrival, praise God, we get to heaven rejoicing. That little baby you sent on ahead that you wanted to keep, but God took it. That old grandpa or grandma or those children, that horrible wreck or that catastrophe, neighbor, if they died in the faith, keep on. You'll see your loved ones again. we'll be there. But hell is a horrible place, and it's as real as the Bible paints the picture. Forever and ever, no hope, no help. So, neighbor, our message to these Indian people is get right with God. And when we get them there, everything else seems to come up a peg. Praise God. Once I was young and now I'm old, and I've not seen the righteous forsaken nor the seed begging bread. That's right out of the Bible, but I can say that right out of my heart. I was young and now I'm old. I've not seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging bread. So lift up your heads. Shout for the battle. Take a deep breath and get to moving. We've got a job to do. And right up at the forefront of it is winning souls. He that winneth souls is wise.
Thank you for listening to this classic First Nation Ministries broadcast with our founder, Reverend Don Klein. Hi, this is Roger Smith. I have the privilege of putting together this wonderful First Nation program so you can hear it every day wherever you may be listening. It's really important for you to know that right now our ministry is going through an extremely critical time as financial donations have been quite low and radio bills are accumulating. Without sounding dramatic and simply giving you the facts, we are dangerously close to losing our radio airtime unless those bills are paid. Many of you have been generous over the years because you believe in the work this ministry does for the Native American, and we really appreciate your help. We're calling on you once again to stand by us and keep First Nation on the air so we can continue to serve our dear brothers and sisters in the Lord. Please listen to the closing message with our contact information, and thank you for your contribution to First Nation Ministries.
I love to tell the story.
Please write for the First Nation Ministries newsletter and help us continue to reach the Indian tribes with the message of Jesus Christ through your prayers and financial gifts. Write to us at First Nation Ministries, Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. That's Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. You can also call us at 503-408-2391. That's 503-408-2391. Or visit our website, firstnationministries.org. Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. You can also call us at 503-408-2391. That's 503-408-2391. Or visit our website, firstnationministries.org.